foundation of our hope is in the blood of Jesus Christ.
基督磐石，我们可以稳踏。
On Christ, the solid rock we stand.
其他地位都是流沙。
All the other ground is sinking sand.
到底我们救恩的根基是神的爱呢，还是神的义？
So what is the foundation of salvation? It's God's love or His righteousness?
有人讲说应该是神的爱。
Some may say it should be God's love.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
他的爱是这么的大。
And He has such a great love for us.
我们曾经交通到过说神就是爱。
And we shared before that God is love.
他爱我们，所以他必定要赦免我们。
Since He loves us, so He will forgive us.
他必定要不算我们的罪。
He will just disregard of our sins.
但是到底神的爱成不成能够成为救恩的根基呢？
But can His love alone be the foundation of our salvation?
我们今天还要再来看，神不只是爱，
we need
祂也是公义。
Take a closer look this morning that not only our God is love, He's also righteous.
爱讲到救恩的能力。
Love talks about the power in His salvation.
但是今天我们救恩的根基乃在于神的义。
Yet the foundation of the salvation is God's righteousness.
我所有希望根基。
Therefore, all my hope
在于基督公义宝血。
It's founded on the precious blood of Jesus Christ and His righteousness.
我们一同来读诗篇第十一篇。
Let's read together Psalm 11, verse 7.
诗篇十一篇第七节。
Psalms 11.Verse 7.
圣经我们可以一起来读。
Let's read it together.
因为耶和华是公义的，他喜爱公义，正直人必得见他的面。
For the Lord is righteous, He loves justice. Upright man will see His face.
在这里告诉我们，我们的神他是公义的。
Here it tells us clearly that our God is righteous.
而且他喜爱公义。
And He loves righteousness.
这是讲到神的性情。
And this is God's nature.
说到我们的神是公义的神。
It talks about that our God is a righteous God.
我们读诗篇九十七篇。
Let's read on Psalms 97.
第二节。
Verse 2.
诗篇九十七篇第二节。
Psalms 97 verse 2。
密云和幽暗在他的四围，公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
Clouds and thick darknesses surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
Here it says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
这是讲到说公义和公平让他的宝座成为不能摇动的宝座。
And because of his righteousness and his justice, his throne cannot be shaken.
我们读耶利米书第二十三章。
Let's continue to read Jeremiah chapter 23.
第五节和第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
耶和华说，日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他必掌王权，行事有智慧，在地上施行公平和公义。在他的日子，犹大必得救，以色列也安然居住。他的名称为耶和华我们的义。他的名必称为耶和华我们的义。
Here the verse 6 says, this is the name by which you will be called, the Lord our righteousness.
这是讲到神的名字之一啊。
And so this is one of many names of God,
耶和华我们的义，
which is the Lord our righteousness.
好，我们最后读罗马书第三章。
Lastly, let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
第二十节到第二十二节。
Verses 20 to 22.
罗马书三章二十节二十二节。所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人之罪。但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
Verse 22 says, this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe, and there's no difference.
这里是说到神的义在律法之外已经显明出来。
Here, this is the righteousness apart from the law of God.
在律法之内神的义显明是讲到说当人有犯罪的时候照着他的公义他必定要审判
When God's righteousness is revealed within the law means God will judge according to sin
但是在律法之外显明
Now he has this righteousness that's apart from the law
照着恩典的原则
And that's in the principle of his grace
要我们相信
As long as we believe
神就称我们为义
God will call us being justified
今天早间我们要来看神公义的性情
This morning we want to see God's nature, righteousness
耶和华我们的义
Jesus Christ, the Lord is our righteousness
我们认识神的性情是非常重要的
It is very important for us to truly know God's nature
好像今天我们有了一个最好的朋友
Just like if we have this best friend
我们如果能够认识他的性情
If we know of his nature well
我想我们相处会更为融洽
I think it will be much easier for us to deal with each other
我们两个若是结了婚
If you get married eventually with your best friend
我们认识彼此的性情
And you gotta know each other's nature
我们更多彼此了解
And once you understand each other better
我们在一个屋檐底下一起生活就更加的喜乐
It will be more joyful to live within the same roof, under the same roof
我想我们的神拯救了我们
Our God has redeemed us
耶稣基督成为我们最好的朋友
And Jesus Christ has become our best friend
在我们一生的面前他给我们一条道路
He has laid this wonderful path in front of us
他要与我们同行
On this path he will walk with us
所以我们不只是看见他的作为
So we don't just see what he has done for us
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识我们的神到底是怎么样一位神。
But more important, brothers and sisters, we need to know what kind of God we have now.
我们认识神的性情。
We have to know what kind of nature He bears.
我们就知道他今天要怎么样来做工在我们身上。
Then we will know that how He's going to work upon us.
我们讲到过，神就是爱。
We talk about before that God is love.
不是说神他要爱，他曾经爱。
It's not that He used to love us or He wants to love us.
神他就是爱
But he himself is nothing but love
你从任何一个角度你碰到神的时候他就是爱
Whenever you encounter God You will encounter love
主耶稣他在地上行走他说任何一句话他做任何一件事情他就在那里彰显神就是爱
Every word and every deed of Jesus Christ When he was on earth He manifests his love
同样的我们今天要交通到我们的神他的公义
And this morning we want to talk about that God is righteous.
我们的神他是公义的。
He is righteous.
所以当神他在旧约里面说话行事。
Therefore, when you see how God acted in the Old Testament time,
我们知道神是公义的神。
You realize that God is truly righteous.
很多时候我们读到新约主耶稣他说话行事。
When you read the New Testament, you saw how Jesus behaved.
我们看见说好像有一些地方是蛮不同的。
You notice there seems to be some difference.
主耶稣说出来的蛮有恩典蛮有怜悯
Jesus' words and deeds were full of grace and mercy
但是我们要知道主耶稣仍然在那里彰显神的公义
But we have to realize at the same time Jesus still manifests God's righteousness
到底什么是义呢
So what is righteousness?
我想在中国词典的里面解释这个义叫做义者义也
In the Chinese dictionary the word righteousness means proper
就是对了
means you have done it right
讲到义就是说你说话行事你所有的心思意念就是讲到说对了
when you use the word righteousness in Chinese it means you have done or have said it right
义者义
means you have done it properly
那在圣经里面讲到公义的时候常常和公平放在一起
and in the Bible when you talk about righteousness this word is usually combined and used with the word just
所以我们想到说在法院常常它的标志是一个天平
You see, the symbol of courthouse usually you see a scale
我想它的意思就是讲到说在这里呢是一个很公平的地方
Which symbolizes this place that holds justice
但是在我们知道在地上的法院没有什么真正的很公平的
But many times you realize in human system there's no true justice
那很多的人在法院中特别是被控告的第一句话就是说 I'm not guilty
Every time when someone is accused of certain crime They always claim that they are not guilty
那看看你可不可以来证明我是有罪的
So in this judicial system You have to try to prove that he is guilty
如果你证明不了那我就是没有罪的
If you can't prove that Then that person is considered not guilty
他照着一个标准照着一个规条但他没有办法来真正的 判断人真实的情形。
There are standards, there are rules that we can apply, but you can never truly figure out whether this person is guilty or not.
但是在一个砝码，神告诉我们说，他不喜欢两样的砝码。
And God has said, I don't like to use different weights for scale.
我想我们是不是大家都看过这个以前他们称重量用的那种用一个杆子然后拉起来然后称重量
Have we seen the type of the scale we used when we were little in the market?
我曾经看过一个很大的非常大一个他们是来称那个猪的重量
I've seen a big scale which used to weigh pigs
那另外呢在天平的称量的里面啊，一边是放着砝码
And on a proper scale, on one hand, you will see the measurement of weight were put upon.
那另外一边呢，就是放买卖你的重量，你的东西。
And on the top of the other place should be the thing you intend to purchase.
所以这个两样的砝码是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean by using different measures of weight?
当你要跟人家买东西，人家卖东西给你的时候。
So that means, for example, people try to sell you something.
你是放比较重的砝码，还是比较轻的砝码
？Will you use weight will give you a heavier weight or the things that give you lighter weight?
放的比较重一点的砝码。
You will put the things that give you a heavier weight.
所以同样是一磅。
So maybe it's 1 pound of goods.
人家要给你很重的一磅的东西。
But they have to give you more than what's weighed for a pound.
当你要卖东西给别人的时候。
So when you try to sell it to your customers.
他们用一个比较轻的砝码。
And you will use something that's lighter.
上面仍然写的是一磅。
It still shows this is 1 pound.
但是却是比较轻的。
But the end result is you give them less than a pound.
不足一磅的。
It's not one pound yet.
啊，所以呢，你这天平看起来是很公平的。
Even though you may be using the same scale.
但是你给人家的东西呢是不到一磅的。
But what you have sold to your customers is less than a pound.
这叫两样的砝码。
That means you're using two different measurements.
就神不喜欢。
And God doesn't like that.
因为这个就不对了。
Because that's not right.
这就不公义了。
It's not just.
那另外公义义的意思呢他也讲到好像是一条直的路
And also righteousness means a straight path
就是直直的一条路
Very straightforward
我们神就是喜欢这样直直的一条路
God likes straight path
他不喜欢那个弯弯曲曲的
He doesn't like crooked path
所以弯弯曲曲的高高低低的他要把它修平
That's why he wants to fix the things that's crooked or up and down
很多时候我们的心思
Many times the way we think
是非常的弯弯曲曲的
Our mind is quite crooked
好像在下棋一样这一步要怎么走下一步要怎么走
It's like playing chess You have to figure out many steps ahead of time
我们的神他是公义的神
But our God is the righteous God
就告诉我们说是就说是不是就说不是
He has told us If it's yes, just say yes If it's no, just say no
当我们慢慢的更多认识神的性情
So when more and more we know of His nature
其实我们会发现说我们渐渐的会变成一个越来越简单的人。
And the end result, we become a person with simple mind.
其实越简单的人，在我们生活里面是一个越平静的人。
And when you have a simple mind, you have actually quite peaceful life.
是就说是，
Because、
是就说不是。
If the thing is true, then you just say true. If it's false, you just say false.
好像过去有很多的忧虑，很多的担心，怕这个人会怎么反应，那个人会怎么反应。
So that we don't have to worry about how people will react to our answers.
但是神说我们要回转像小孩子的样子。
That's why God says return and be like a child.
就是他的单纯。
Be a simple person.
就是直直的一条路。
Take the straight path.
这是讲到义。
This is God's righteousness.
所以我们的神他是公义的神。
And our God is a righteous God.
他喜爱公义。
He delights in righteousness.
诗篇十一篇七节说：“正直人必得见他的面。”
And Psalms 11 says, "Upright man will see God's face."
必得见他的面。
Will see God's face.
在诗篇145篇17节说：“耶和华在他一切所行的无不公义。”
And in Psalm 145 says, "God done everything according to His righteousness."
在他一切所行的。
Everything God does.
在他一切所做的都有慈爱。
It's full of loving kindness and righteousness.
所以公义是神行事的法则
Therefore you know the principle of the righteousness is the principle God works
神做事他就照着他的公义
Whenever God works He works according to His righteousness
法则就是说他不会违背
This is the way
他做事的方法
The principle of His work He will never depart from that principle
所以当神他有一个意念当神向人发了一个命令
Therefore when God says something
他就照着他的公义在那里来执行。
He will faithfully carry it out.
该审判的，他就必定审判。
He will judge those who needs to be judged.
该刑罚的，他就必定刑罚。
And he will punish those who deserve punishment.
所以公义是神行事的法则。
Therefore, righteousness is the principle with which God works.
我们在诗篇九十七篇，我们看见说，公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
And Psalm 91 says, righteousness and justice is the foundation of his throne.
宝座的根基。
And those are the foundation of his throne.
诗篇十九篇九节说，耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。
19 verse 9 says, the word of God is pure and lasts forever.
耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
And his laws are absolutely true and righteous.
所以这边让我们认识到说，神话语的信实就是公义的。
Therefore, we know His words are also righteous.
我们的神他就是公义的神。
Because our God is a righteous God.
我们最好早点来认识。
If that's the case, then we better know it now.
因为这是他做事的法则。
Because this is the principle with which He works.
是他宝座的根基。
And the foundation of His throne.
是他话语的信实。
And it's the nature in His words.
所以我们认识。我们所信的神。
So we gotta know this God in whom we trust.
到底是怎样的一位神？
What kind of God we have?
我们就容易听见他向我们说的话。
So that it's easier for us to hear of His word.
我们就容易明白他的心意。
And understand His heart.
在过去很多年前的时候呢，当时还是在打电报的。
Many years ago, we used telegram.
不是像今天是电话那么方便。
The communication method is not through phone.
那打电报呢？它是要按照电报的那个码在那里发信号。
When you send a message out, you have a particular code pattern you have to follow.
那有一次呢，他们在招员工。
One time they try to hire people.
所以有好多人跑去那里应征。
So a lot of people came to interview.
所以在那个地方呢，好多机器，好多人在那里滴滴答答的，就在那里打电报。
So when they were given an interview, they were tested by using all these telegraph machines.
那后来这个公司的人就叫这些要应征的说，好，你们就坐在这边坐一排。
It's okay, now sit down on the row.
等我来通知你们。
And wait for me to notify you.
因为他们都要来 interview 的。
Because they're supposed to come to for interview.
那后来呢，他们这些人就在那里等哦。
So all these people waited there.
那四周各个样样的声音。
And they heard all of these noises.
哎，忽然当中有一个年轻人。
Suddenly, one of the young men.
他突然站起来。
He stood up.
他就进去了。
And he went into one of the rooms.
那其他人就说：“你这个人怎么那么奇怪啊？”
And everybody else was like, "What are you doing?"
人家都还没通知叫你进去。
They haven't come out to notify us.
没有一个人出来说：“哎，该你进来面谈了。”
Nobody came out and said it's your turn to be interviewed.
那过了一会儿，这个年轻人又出来了。
After a while, this young man came out of the room.
其他人就说：“哎，你进去干什么？”
So people asked him, "What were you doing? Why did you go in?"
他说：“我进去面谈呐。”
He said, "I went in for an interview."
那这些人都是奇怪啊，明明没有通知你，为什么就进去了呢？
So how come you knew it was your turn?
那他们也抢着要赶快去问到底怎么回事。
So they tried to rush in to figure out what happened.
是不是还有机会啊？应该我还可以面谈呢、啊。
Is there any chance for them to be interviewed?
所以那个公司的人出来。
And so the worker of the company came out.
他说：“对不起，我们的职位已经 hire 人了。
So, they said, "I'm sorry, the position has been filled."
就是刚刚那个年轻人。
It was filled by this young man.
那些人就不服气啊。
So they were really upset.
你给我一个 interview 的机会都没有，怎么就已经把他雇进去了呢？
You haven't given even every one of the chance to be interviewed. How come you hire him already?
那个人讲说，我们刚刚一直在电报，一直在告诉你们说，要进来 interview 啦。
They said, "Oh, actually, we notify you by sending out the noises according to the code of paragraph that time for interview."
你要来 interview 要做这个打电报员的。
You're here to interview to be a person that can operate a telegraph machine.
我们一直在叫你说赶快进来 interview 啦，赶快进来 interview 啦。
You're sending out a message by punching the code accordingly.
就是你们都没有听到啊。
But none of you guys heard it.
就是个年轻人。
Except this young man.
他听到了这个信息。
He heard of the message.So he got the job.
很多的时候，当我们真正的认识神
，Many times if we truly know God,
我们容易听见神的声音。
It will be easier for us to hear His word.
在我们生活中，在我们思维的环境，好像有各样的嘈杂。
In our daily environment, there are all kinds of noises.
有好多的事情你需要做决定。
And you have to make decisions on so many things.
很多人常常说，我的神从来不跟我说话。
Some people complain by saying God never spoke to me.
很多时候是因为我们不认识我们所信的神他是怎么样的一位神。
But many times it was because we did not know what kind of God we believe in.
如果我们真的认识他的性情。
If we truly know his nature.
因为这位神今天就住在我们里面。
And he lives inside of our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们就很容易明白神的心意。
It will be very easy for us to understand his heart.
因为他的性情决定他做事的法则。
Because his nature determines the way he works.
他是公义的
He is righteous.
他一切所行的无不公义
Everything he did was righteous.
所以神不会违背他的公义
Therefore God will never do things apart from his righteousness.
他做任何事情都是照着他的公义
He will do everything according to his righteousness.
我们读旧约是这样我们读新约仍然是这样
His nature is consistent from Old Testament to New Testament.
所以在这里我们知道说他是公义的
So we all know that God is righteous.
第二段我们来看一下耶稣基督的义
Let's look at the righteousness of Jesus Christ
是的很多时候我们的确很多弟兄姊妹读旧约和读新约好像感觉不太一样
Yes, many times you see God seems to be different in Old Testament versus in New Testament
有人说读旧约好像神是非常公义非常严厉的
You feel God is so strict and righteous in the time of Old Testament
但是读新约呢好像是充满了恩典充满怜悯充满爱的
Yeah, when it comes to the New Testament you feel God's full of mercy and love
但是是不是神从旧约到新约他改变了呢
Look, has God changed from the time of Old to the New Testament?
他的性情会不会改变呢
Can God's nature be changed?
神的性情是不会改变
No, God's nature never changes
从永远到永远
From everlasting to everlasting
我们的神他没有改变
Our God does not change
但是为什么好像我们感觉上是不太一样呢
But you may say How come I feel God seems to be different
在约翰一书第二章第一节说我小子们啊我将这些话写给你们
In 1 John chapter 2 it says Oh children I'm writing this to you
要叫你们不犯罪
So that you will not sin
他说若有人犯罪在我父那里有一位中保
If anyone sins, there is this mediator at my father's side.
就是那义者耶稣基督
Which is the righteous one, Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督来到地上
So when Jesus came into the world,
他就是那位义者
He was that righteous one.
他是神公义的彰显
He was that manifestation of God's righteousness.
所以人看见了耶稣基督就是看见了父
So when every people saw Jesus, they saw God, actually.
所以耶稣基督所彰显出来的公义
Therefore, the righteousness Jesus shown
是一个我们真正要来认识的
It's the kind of righteousness you and I must come to know
这是神的义
Because that's God's righteousness
借着他的儿子在地上能够把他彰显发表出来
Which is seen through his son Jesus Christ
他是神荣耀所发的光辉
Jesus was the radiation of God's glory
他是神本体的真相
He also is the true body of God's glory
所以主在地上一直在彰显神的自己
Therefore Jesus is constantly manifesting God himself
对他的名称为耶和华我们的义
Therefore Jesus has his name the Lord our righteousness
他是大卫公义的苗裔
And he's the branch of David
他要掌王权
He will reign wisely
他要在地上施行公平和公义
And he will carry out what's right, what's just
这是我们的神
And this is the kind of God we have
我想我们很稀奇看见耶稣在地上
We can be so amazed seeing how Jesus acts on earth
一面他说话行事真的是充满了大能
On one hand, his words and deeds were full of power
另外一面我们看见他充满了恩典和怜悯
On the other hand, we saw he was full of mercy and grace
常常我们想说我们的神他是这样公义的一位神
And many times our mind would say our God is a righteous God
但他的行事他的法则照着他的性情又是永远不改变的
And also his nature, his principles will never change
所以照着他的话他照着他的律法
According to his words or his law
他必须要来审判我们的
He has to come and judge us
所以跟耶稣基督一比起来
So if we compare with Jesus Christ,
我们知道说没有一个义人。
There's no righteous person.
圣经说连一个也没有。
If we compare ourselves with Jesus Christ, we know there's no righteous man on earth, not even one.
只有神的儿子，圣经说那义者。
Only Bible called Jesus to be the righteous man.
只有他是 义的
that righteous person
所有其他的人类
everyone else
从创世以来到现在就没有一个除了主以外没有一个义人
from the beginning of time to this point there's no one man on earth except Jesus Christ is qualified to be called righteous
那我们怎么办呢
so what are we gonna do now
神能不能够因为爱我们他就赦免我们呢
Can God just forget about our sin because he loves us?
这样就违背了他的公义
But that's in opposition to his nature, righteousness
违背了他行事的法则
And that's apart from the way he works
那我们讲说在法庭上我们能不能够讲爱呢
And can you say, well, we should emphasize love in the court
或者说你们能够控告一个人你说因为他不爱我所以我告他
Can you bring somebody to court just because that person doesn't love you, so you accuse him?
好像这个爱是拿不到法庭上去的。
It's like you can never bring the subject love in your courthouse.
我们的神他就是爱，他可以用他全部就是这样子来爱我们。
God himself is love. He can just love us with all he has.
但是这个爱不能在公义的面前来。为我们解脱的
Yeah, this love does not deliver us out of his principle of righteousness
所以到底要怎么办呢
So what can we do?
所以呢我们看见说在罗马书第三章
Therefore in Romans chapter 3
他讲到一件事
It talks about this one thing
说到神的义
Talk about there is this God's righteousness
在律法之外显明出来
Has been seen apart from law
神的义本来是在律法之内
God's righteousness supposed to be within the law
因为在我们前面讲到的经节耶和华的典章真实全然公义
And we talked about earlier that the laws and the words of the Lord is all righteous
所以在律法里面来讲是一个神公义的一个表彰
And therefore in the law you know that's the manifestation of God's righteousness
如果要照着律法神的义在律法之内要来显明出来
Therefore God's righteousness will be seen through the law
也就是说今天若有人犯罪
Therefore if any one of us sin
照着律法神需不需要来审判他呢
According to God's law God needs to judge them
需要的
Yes God needs to judge that person
因为神是公义的神
Because he is righteous
若神告诉你说在律法的规条里面
Therefore, if God says within all these rules in His law,
你做这样的事情就必须要被治死的。
If you did do this, then you will be killed.
所以以色列百姓当他们抓到一个在犯罪的人
，Therefore, whenever Israelites caught somebody in the act of sin,
在约翰福音八章他们抓到了那个正在行淫的妇人。
For example, in John 8, they caught this woman who was committing the act of adultery.
照着律法，他们应该用石头把她给打死。
According to God's law, she should be stoned to death.
所以照着律法有很多的规条。
Therefore, there are all these rules in God's law.
当他们若犯了这一条，犯了那一条
，If anybody offend or violate one of them, there's punishment.
照着律法，他们受到惩罚。
And they will be punished according to the rules within the law of God.
这叫做义在律法之内。
This is what we call the revelation of God's righteousness within the law.
我想我们今天。在每一个家庭里面，我们也定了很多的律例、典章、规条。
I believe in each household, you have your own rules.
那你犯了这一条，你就要有这个我们叫做 consequence， 你就要受到一些惩罚的。
If any one of them, anybody in the family violates certain rules, will have consequence.
那告诉你说，这个时段是不准看电视。
For example, if they no TV between this hour and that hour.
当你偷发现他偷偷的在那里看。
If your kid happen to watch TV during the those hours
犯了这个规条
so they have violated this rule
啊你说好下一个礼拜不准看了
so the result is that no TV next week
那他犯了规条以后呢接受这样的一个审判刑罚
therefore this is called the punishment because you violate the rule
这个叫做神的义若是在律法之内显明出来
this is like God's righteousness being seen within the law
但是今天问题是说我们每一个人都犯了律法
But now the problem is every one of us has violated God's law
律法没有办法叫我们能够坦然地来到神面前说我每一条律法我都守全了
No one can come to God boldly and say I have observed all your law
我们看见很多犹太人他们真的 非常辛苦的要来守律法。
You have seen so many Jews try so hard to observe to be compliant with God's law.
我相信他们也是尽了他们的力量要来守律法。
I believe they must have tried their best.
我听见人家讲说，他们为了不犯安息日。
In order not to violate the Sabbath.
因为安息日你什么事都不能做。
And which is day you're not supposed to do anything.
所以在安息日呢，他们在大楼的电梯特别请到一些这个不是犹太人的帮他们来按电梯。
Therefore, they will hire somebody that's not Jew to come to operate the elevator for the high-rise buildings on Sabbath.
他们觉得说这样按电梯也是做一件事，是不是也是犯了安息日呢？
Because in their heart, they're afraid they may be violating Sabbath just by pushing buttons in the elevator.
那安息日你要煮东西啊，要做东西，是不是就是犯了安息日？
And you gotta cook, you gotta eat. Does that mean you're violating the Sabbath again?
还好现在是科学时代。
We praise the Lord because the technology is so advanced nowadays.
他们很多事情用这个 program 都 program 好了。
Therefore, you can pre-program many things for yourself.
什么时候这个哎炉子就开始热了？
When the stove is supposed to be turned on.
所以他就不需要再去做一件事情。
So they don't have to do something to make this meal.
人要守律法。辛苦死了。
So it's really a lot of trouble just try to observe all the law.
但是今天来讲，神所看重的律法的义。
Yet the righteousness within the law.
人常常是忽略它的。
It's something that God regards most important, but yet neglected by most of us.
人只是从外表上去遵守一些事情。
We try to comply with God's law through outward behavior.
其实神真正的是看我们的内心。
But God actually only sees what's in our heart.
他不喜欢两样的砝码。
He doesn't like two kinds of measurements.
我们在里面常常在那里做天平的工作。
And many times we weigh things by using different principles within our heart.
但是我们的标准呢，是按照我们的喜爱的。
And we just do things according to our preference.
那我们对于这个罪恶的标准，也常常是照着我们来判断的。
And many times facing sin, we use our own standard.
有些人做这些事，他觉得哦，这个是违反律法的。
Some people may say, oh, this is not right.
哎，做了其他的事呢，他就这好像还可以。
Yeah, other wrong things they may say, oh, that's okay, it's not that bad, it's acceptable.
这两样的砝码常常就在我们的里面。
And this kind of two types of measurement is constantly within our heart.
神是走直路的。
Yet God's path is straightforward.
多少时候我们不敢说是就说是，不是就说不是。
Many times we're afraid just to tell the truth.
我们觉得说说一个白谎好像也没什么关系。
And it seems to be okay just to tell a white lie.
我的意思是好吧。
Because I meant well.
但今天神若是从我们的内心照着他的公义来审判我们，
But if God judges according to his righteousness, what's in our heart?
我想我们没有一个人敢照着律法，我们说我们敢来到神的面前。
And I believe none of us dares come to God according to his righteousness.
照着旧约的律法，我想我们都觉得不太可能了。
It's almost impossible for us to observe all the regulations in the law of Old Testament.
若照着新约主耶稣他在山上教训讲到天国子民的律例典章，那我们更是遥遥不可及了。
And we are actually come far shorter compared to the righteousness Jesus has set in the New Testament time.
他说你心里恨人的，你就是杀人的。
He said if you hate somebody, you have killed that person.
你心里动了淫念的，你就是犯了奸淫。
If you just have the thought of adultery, then you have committed adultery.
那我们真的不晓得说我们差太远了。
It's very hard for us to survive that way.
你说没有一人，连一个也没有。
That's why God says there's no righteous man, not even one.
好，现在我们看见我们的神他是怎么样为难了。
Now you see the trouble God has.
他是爱的神。
On one hand, he's God that's love.
他要来拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
另外一面，他是公义的神。
On the other hand, he's the God of righteousness.
他不能随便就是。
So he can not just carelessly forgive us.
他不能违背他的公义。
Because he cannot act departing from his own righteousness.
到底是怎么办呢？
So what can God do?
我们在圣经里面看见说，神的义在律法以外已经显明出来。
Here in the Bible says, but now a righteousness from God apart from law has been made known.
他说神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
Now this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
并没有分别。
There is no difference.
但怎么样做成这件事呢？
So how did God do this?
借着他的儿子耶稣基督。
It's all through his son, Jesus Christ.
他的儿子是义者。
He was that righteous one.
所以只有义的能够代替我们这些不义的。
Only the righteous one is qualified to take the place of unrighteous one.
今天若神的儿子他不是义的。
So if the Son of God is not righteous,
他不能来代替我们。
Then he cannot take our place.
主耶稣他是义。
But because Jesus was that righteous one,
他就是神公义的彰显。
He was the full manifestation of God's righteousness.
他行全了律法，而且远远超过律法。
He has not only fulfilled, but actually gone apart above the requirements in God's law.
他站在人的地位，他也尽诸般的义。
And he came as a man, and he has done everything right.
他不只是从外表的，他乃是从生命里面把神的义真正的彰显出来。
He has made known God's righteousness not through outward behavior, but from deep within what's in his heart.
所以在神的面前。
Therefore, standing before God, Jesus was regarded the righteous one.
弟兄姊妹，只有这位义者，他能够代替我们这些不义。
And only this righteous one can take the place of us, the unrighteous one.
当神他看见我们这般人的时候
，So when God sees us,
一面神何等的爱我们。
On one hand, He truly loves us.
一面神不能不来刑罚人类。
Yet He cannot hold up His punishment.
但是我们讲过。神爱世人
But we all know that God loves the world
甚至舍了他独生的爱子
That he gave his one and only son
为我们成为这样一个拯救
He himself became our salvation
所有救恩的根基
So he is the foundation of salvation
因为这位义者为我们留了他的宝血
Because this unrighteous one has shed his precious blood for us
他的生命在他血的里面
His life was within his blood
当耶稣血为我们留下
Therefore when he shed his blood
只是第一件事情他的宝血升到父的面前
The first thing happened was that his precious blood ascended into heaven to Father God
必须要满足父神公义的要求
First he has to fulfill the requirements within the law of his father
才有一个机会神能够赦免我们
So that God can forgive us
那这个宝血说到他超凡的生命
And this precious bloodSpeak of his supreme, beautiful life.
神一看见他儿子的血。
Therefore, whenever Father God sees the blood of his son,
这是义者的血。
He said, "Oh, this is the blood of the righteous one."
完全的公义。
It's completely right.
完全满足父神所有的要求。
He has fully satisfied the requirements set in God's law.
今天我们唱的诗歌。说到天的爱和天的义
And the song we sang this morning talk about the love and righteousness of heaven
是在哪里相会呢
Where do they meet?
是在十架
They met at the cross
在十架那里照着神所有的他的公义要求
According to the requirements of God
他所有的审判刑罚
All the punishment, all the judgment
都临到他们
Came upon his son
耶稣基督他爱我们
Jesus Christ loves us
他在十架将神的爱显明出来
Therefore on the cross he showed us the love of Father
甘愿为我们受死
Willingly he gave his life
他那样的甘愿来担负我们所有的罪担
Wholeheartedly he was willing to pick up the burdens of our sin
为我们挂在那里成为咒诅
And he was hung on the cross to become a curse for our sake
真的是代替我们这些
He took the place of us, the unrighteous one.
弟兄姊妹，神的救恩是这样成就的。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is how God accomplished His salvation.
爱和义在十架相会。
On the cross, where God's righteousness met with His love.
神他无限的爱差遣他的儿子。
With His infinite love, He sent His Son into the world.
神儿子无限的爱为我们舍了他的自己。
And with infinite love in the heart of the Son of God, He gave Himself for us on the cross.
所以每一次我们看见十字架
Therefore, every time when we look upon the cross,
我们被这个大爱所感动。
We'll be so moved by this great love.
另外一点，我们每一次看见神的十字架
But on the other hand, every time when we see the cross of the Lord,
我们看见神的公义在那里彰显。
We also see how God showed His righteousness on it.
神并没有违背他的性情。
God did not act apart from His principle of righteousness.
因为他所有的审判刑罚临到他儿子的身上。
Because he allowed the punishment of sin to come upon his own son.
Hallelujah. 今天神的义在律法之外已经显明出来了。
Now, a righteousness from God apart from law has been made known.
我们不是照着律法来神来看对待我们。
So God does not deal with us according to his law now.
是的，今天我们还有许多的软弱。
Yes, we are still having a lot of weaknesses.
我们还常常干犯律法的要求。
And we offended the requirements within the law.
但是神的义是在律法之外显明出来。
But now a righteousness from God is apart from the law.
神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的。
And this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe.
今天谁受了刑罚呢？
So who's been punished for the sin?
神的儿子耶稣基督在十字架已经受了刑罚。
It is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who has been punished for our sin.
已经受了审判。
He has been judged on the cross.
他已经代替了我们。
He has taken our place.
所以今天我们在神公义的要求之下。
Therefore, within the requirement of God's law.
你愿意自己说，我还是要来照着律法之内，我来。照着神的公义来对待我。
Do we still try to come to God? Does God deal me with me according to all these requirements within your law?
还是你愿意说，我要在律法之外，我来得着神的义。
Or you say, Lord, I want to get the righteousness from you, which is apart from your law.
今天所有的救恩已经完成了。
Now God has done His salvation completely.
救恩的根基。不是在于神的爱。
And the foundation of the salvation is not God's love.
救恩的根基乃在于神的公义。
But God's righteousness.
今天也就是说，在耶稣基督的里面。
Therefore, within Jesus Christ.
照着神的公义，他不能不赦免我们。
God has to forgive us according to His righteousness.
照着他的公义，今天我们只要相信。就要赦免我们。
According to God's righteousness, the only thing we have to do is to believe that He has to forgive us.
我们感谢主。
Therefore, we have to thank the Lord for this.
这一个根基是何等的稳固。
Because this is a sure foundation.
我们知道说我们能够蒙恩得救。
We know that we have been saved and through His grace.
我们可以坦然无惧来到我们神的面前。
We can all come to our God without any fear.
因为耶稣基督他已经立好了这一个公义的根基。
For Jesus Christ has set up this foundation of righteousness for us.
他已经为我们付了最重的代价。
He has paid the greatest price for us.
今天对我们来讲，我们说恩典，我们讲到救恩是白白的恩典。
Therefore, to us, when we think of the salvation, we say it is free. We didn't do anything.
凡相信的就可以得到。
Just believe that we can have it.
但是在神的那边
Yet, to God,
为的不违背他的公义
In order not to act departing from the principle of righteousness
神却是付了最重的代价
He paid the greatest price for this
今天弟兄姊妹或者我们当中若还有朋友
Therefore brothers and sisters or gospel friends
我们要认识到神的义已经在律法之外显明出来
We gotta know there is this righteousness from God which is apart from His law.
我们带着感恩的心，我们来接受。
Has been made known to us. Therefore, with a thankful heart, let's come and accept it.
相信耶稣基督。
Believe in Jesus Christ.
相信他为我们所做成的一切。
Believe in everything that He's done for us.
接受他做我们的救主。
Invite Him to be your Savior.
接受他为我们所立公义的根基。
Accept the foundation of righteousness that He has established.
除他以外别无拯救
Because departing from Jesus Christ There is no salvation
除他以外我们没有别的地位
And other than him There is no ground for us to stand upon
所有其他的地位都是忧伤
All other ground is sinking sand
我们再唱诗歌第二十九首
Let's sing this hymn one more time Hymn 29
稳踏磐石我的所有希望根基在于基督公义保险
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness
我不敢靠最好的义
I dare not trust the sweetest friend
我只敢靠他的名节
But only wholly lean on Jesus' name
基督磐石我所稳踏
On Christ the solid rock I stand
其他 他地位都是流沙。
All other ground is sinking sand.
其他地位都是流沙。
All other ground is sinking sand.
好，我们一起来唱。
我的所有希望根基在于基督公义宝血，我不敢后退，逃避，我只敢靠他的名言。借着磐石，我守稳他，其他的位都是流沙，其他的位都是流沙。
好不好，我们站起来，从第一节再来唱，第二节请弟兄唱，第三节请姊妹唱，第四节我们一起唱。
Let's sing the whole song again, and brothers, please sing the second verse, sisters, the third, and lastly together.
来，
我所有的希望根基在于基督公义宝血，我不敢靠罪逃避，我只敢靠他的名言。我不敢靠他的名言，都是流沙，其他的位都是流沙。
弟兄们，
既有黑云掩他的眼，他心不变，他恩不移，每次风浪岁月蔓延，信心的梦泡老满地。
一起来，
借着磐石我守稳他，其他的位都是流沙，其他的位都是流沙。
姐妹，
Sisters,